This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, August 17. Two sides of the same coin. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this, and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest appeared to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." Genesis chapter 4, verse 9. Am I my brother's keeper? Sometimes we recognize that 2 things are closely related or even the same, although they appear to be different, and we describe them by saying they are like 2 sides of the same coin. God's command, "You shall not murder," is an example of this. While he orders that we may not harm or kill anyone, God is also calling us to care for and protect our neighbor's life. Although we might think these are 2 different things, they are very closely related. In Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan, 2 Jewish religious leaders ignore a man who has been left beaten and half dead on a deserted road. Out of fear, indifference, or a sense that is not timely or convenient to help, they pass by the bleeding man. Then a Samaritan, someone despised by the Jews in that day, comes along, and he stops to help the man. He binds up the man's wounds and takes him to an inn to be cared for. The flip side of the command, "You shall not kill," involves loving our neighbor, just as the Samaritan in this parable did. The Bible is full of calls to and examples of loving and protecting life, feeding the hungry, housing the vulnerable, welcoming strangers, shielding the weak from the powerful, ensuring justice for all, and even loving our enemies. If we fail to love and care for the people around us, we are breaking the 6th commandment. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, just as you have shown love to all, even your enemies, help us to love and care for all the people around us. In your name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.